to do everything, and I do everything from my tent.
From Holland 10, we're going to be conducting the lesson together today.
Yeah, it's so great to be here with you, friends. We had, for sure, a preparation for this lesson. It was a huge preparation. We could already feel in our preparation how you carry us, how we've been carried by the friends. And after this morning lesson, we got a complete new feeling of what it means to dwell together as brothers.
Yes, and it's an amazing feeling to come to the evening lesson, because this evening lessons became so important to the World Kli, and I personally enjoy them so much because I am allowed to be in many, many different rooms, meet all different friends, and it's amazing. Like, we always hear the story about host and a guest, so we all have the opportunities to be the host and a guest. And everybody is very, very hospitable. So for now, let's everybody look at bb.kli.one and let's start gathering together in languages. Come together as many as you can. And don't be alone. Don't be shy. I can see people start getting together.
I feel, Alec, I feel that friends are hastening themselves. They're coming from work. They have their obligations. But they know this lesson is at 5, but they are hastening themselves to be in time. Some friends will probably come in a little bit later than 5, but they do everything they can to be here with the friends. So
yeah,
prepare that on the circumstance there will be more friends joining. Stick together in your new tents.
And I think that... For the first, we're going to go and start our lesson now. We have something very special prepared for you, because it's very easy. After Rav gives us, I think we all know now that every morning lesson is a spiritual revolution in the 10, in our hearts, and the way we all moving together as one man with one heart. There is no doubt. And Rav is constantly tuning us up and making us work more closer to each other, unite stronger. And I think we're going to now pick our first focus group that is going to be after the first clip that we're going to look. And I am thinking, Anapir, that we're going to take maybe... Haifa 2, and Hebrew speakers, why don't you join Haifa 2 for the first workshop that we're going to have after the first clip? And please, Shlomi, can you share with us the first clip?
Yes, Rav. I would just
like Ken, Rav.
Let you know that
I just want to let you know that this 10, the Creator brought me to this great fortune, this great luck, and the friends just put me into this work, and I owe them everything, and I'm very grateful for this.
Good. A lot of people are envious at you that you feel like this in the 10. It's a blessing from the sky. I guess the Creator loves you.
Just two words that I wanted to talk about the Florida friends. I don't know how I got here. All these Russian speakers. I'm a Russian speaker, but it's an English-speaking group, but they accepted me with such warmth and love. And that I don't even see any other 10 besides them. And my feeling that all of these friends... of all these friends, they're so huge that I cannot just imagine myself without them. I'm very grateful to the Creator that gave me the place to be here in the 10 that relates to me in this way. Thank you very much.
Amazing. I envy you. After a person has come to feel the importance of spirituality, that means he's already feeling that the spirituality is important. It's not just that he hears it. He has this inspiration of it, of the spirituality, which he feels in something, not in particulars, but general importance. It is there, which is called forever a person will arrange the praise of the Creator, that first he needs to come to some sort of feeling of the importance of the Creator. How are we? Do we feel the importance of the Creator? In what do we feel it? How do we measure it? Is he important? Is he important from yesterday to today?
Okay, friends. We had some connection between different clips, so this part of Rav will come a little bit later in the outline. For now, we want to concentrate on the two huge examples of friends who made this introduction, telling about their gratitude and their feeling surrounded by great friends, feeling fortunate, and we want to extend this now in our tents. We want you to express to each other how fortunate you are finding these friends, finding this environment that the Creator put you on this path. And don't hold back on your joy when you feel this coming up when you're expressing this. So let's do some rounds together and express our gratitude and joy to each other.
So Haifa 2 is going to be our focus group. And please, Haverim, let's share with the friends how we feel about our tents, about our Haverim. Please.
Our tent is very special. Huge friends. All the time we're talking about this, how they're huge. And how much of a fire we have between us to connect and to bring contentment. And everyone feels this responsibility, this arvut, that we call it, that each one is special between us, and everyone together is this one heart. Shabtai will continue.
Yes, we're rather a big 10, 14 people, and now there's friends which are in the middle of work. I guess they're going to contact us. How is it said? It's better my death than my life. They're holding me. There is an alvut deed that we've signed on. There are important people on the path. Each one knows his friend and knows everything about him. A wonderful ten. Leonid.
One of the greatest tents in the world in Bnei Baruch. 14, 15 friends every night. I feel shame or envy if I don't show up. And again, three times a day, three times we connect during the day. We're thinking all the time about our ten. Even if I forgot something or I didn't say something, it's a good thing. And in truth, I have a lot of gratitude because the friends come for me in order to hold me, to give me strength. So thank you very much to the whole 10.
The 10 gives me everything, whatever I need, so I can come to the goal, to come to the Creator. Also, importance of the Creator, importance of the goal, everything. It's like my home. It's not the second home, it's my first home. Here is where my goal in life is.
I'll say it simply. I receive a lot of pleasure from all of our lessons when I see these faces there, that we're all the time we're working in joy. We participate in all the lessons. From 12 to 14 friends every morning lesson. It's just amazing that we're working this way. I hope very soon we'll rise above reason.
Яков.
Yes, we are basically one system. And I know that all of my 14 friends come because of me. So I cannot drill a hole. When everyone feels me, I have responsibility towards the friends. We're all in the same ship. And really, truly, we feel we give arvut, which stays from morning to evening, and there is no stopping in the ten. Who's going to continue? Rafa. Dima.
Dima, anak. Dima, давай.
Dima, the giant.
Hi, friends. I don't know if it's even possible to express this in words. The friends are everything on our path ultimately. And the individual cannot succeed at all. Truly, the friends just hold you. Through them, you learn the Torah. The examples that they give you, it's simply worth everything. In short, the whole study is only through the connection with the friends. The friends are truly everything. It's an inseparable part of our path. It's like the Rav or like the books. You just simply, you cannot do without it. You cannot just take it out. And that's it.
Thank you so much, Haifa, for sharing with us. Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful to listen to friends talking about love of Haverim.
What I noticed, Alec, is how the friends are speaking about each other in a form of this greatness, that they really are like willing to mop the dust beneath their feet. They are really... it's not the word admiration does not cover it. It's really greatness seeing in the ten, greatness seeing in the friend.
Yeah, and gratitude of each friend. So please check again bb.cli.one, and we have next group that is going to be our focus group is going to be U.S. Midwest. And friends, please join others. I see people 2, 3 sit in the room. You will have a great experience if you join other rooms. So we will, the next workshop question after we see the next clip will be, please give an example when you felt today the greatness of the Creator and when you did not. So please, let's see clip number 2. Thank you.
After a person has already came to feel the importance of their spirituality, that means he's already have a feeling that spirituality is important. It's not just that he hears, but he has a feeling, an impression of a spirituality that he feels in something. Not in particulars, but general importance, he has it. Which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, that first he needs to achieve a feeling of the importance of the Creator. How are we? Do we feel the importance of the Creator? And what do we feel it? What do we measure it with? Is important from yesterday till today, as opposed to what things in our lives do we measure him as important or not important? After we raise his importance, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. That means it's not that I imagine it, but do I really feel inside me, in my desires and thoughts, as I feel this world? Can I feel the importance of the Creator in that manner? And can I make it even with the same force of importance with what I am in my world? If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator, if the importance is only for this world, then if it's like this with the Creator, then I'm willing to work for him. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of this, when he sees what is the importance of spirituality, that he has nothing, but only above reason. That calculation can create in him deficiency and pain, that I don't have really the importance, not importance and not even importance and even not importance. I'm in the state which I'm only in pain. I have no contact with the Creator.
Yes, beautiful part of the morning lesson when Rav explains how we are every time moved to states where we have this decision we can make about feeling greatness of exertion. And what we just did was when we explained to each other how fortunate we are with each other, we feel it's tangible. We feel this greatness in each other. We feel this joy, but we cannot always be together. So we like to share our impressions of during the day. How did you went by? Were you always able to keep this greatness of the Creator, this greatness of the friends during the day? Or perhaps sometimes during the day you didn't feel the greatness, or even you went consciously to this left side because you felt, I have all this greatness, but what actually do I feel now? So this is our question for the workshop. Let's talk to each other about examples of where did you experience during this day the greatness of the Creator and where did you did not have it? Just share.
Yeah, the focus group would be USA Midwest. Please.
Hello, friends. Let's continue our wonderful workshop. We are here in the North America, still morning here, but I am lucky. I already had a chance to connect with my friends. We had early morning the connection with our 10. We discussed how we could spend our day together in order to prepare for the lesson, the evening, and be more united. That was the time when I really feel the greatness of the Creator. And after that, I had another meeting, like preparing to the great program which we have here in North America, Connection and Action Program, also with the 10. With the friends, this program for the whole North America. And that also was, you know, amazing moment, feeling the greatness of the Creator, and continue doing now. I still didn't have a chance to be in the left line yet, because it's still in the morning, like Raf said. But maybe I didn't feel as much greatness of the Creator with my morning routine. I will need to work on that more with your help. I see the Pandu join us. Let's Pandu continue, and then after that, Amnon continue our circle. Pandu.
Well, thank you, Grisha. Well, me and Amnon from UK. So now it's 4 o'clock, and yeah, well, we had our group meeting twice already throughout the day, and really looking forward to our group meeting, because this is the place where we can refuel our intention and refuel the importance of the goal. When we meet the friends, and we can feel and see the yearning of each friend toward the goal. And at the same time as well, like the way I see it is, whenever I finish meeting with the friends, we always go into the high state, and just afterwards the meeting finished, then we can scrutinize what we did. Did we have the right intention with the group? And then looking forward for the next meeting. So this is the other one, and I'm really happy to be here. And Amnon, please continue, brother.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Actually, it was related to Pandu today, that my states went from down to up, and back to down, back to up. We had, like he says, we have our meetings, and I went to one of the meetings, and no one was there. One friend came, another friend, thanks God. So we were two. So, but that was such a good feeling, because we didn't give up. We read Psalm, and we really helped each other to feel kind of that it's okay, that it's just the two of us, yeah. And as soon as that was finished, Pandu sent a message like, guys, what's going on? You're not meeting, or what's going on? So I straight away we found Pandu. We read with him as well, and. But every day starts with oh my God, now I wake up for another day. This kid screaming, need to do this, need to do that. There's no time for nothing. But as soon as come the, 10:30 meeting time, so already since you wake up, you start to aim to that meeting, to get there, to be there, and to make sure that you bring the piece of you that wants to get on top of the donkey. And that piece should help all the other friends, like this little, and they can step here and jump on their donkey. And so one by one, we feel that greatness of Creator when we see the friends grow, when we see the 10 grow, when we see the greatness of the society grow in our eyes. This is every time that we feel that, we can say that we're feeling it. And Lance can tell us more for sure.
Thanks, Amnon. Yes, being on the donkey and continuing on, and remembering that gratitude is so important for us to focus on the greatness of the Creator. And certainly this morning already, we get to meet together. Now we'll have Connecting for Good, C4G, after this, and then our 10 out of Salt Lake City will meet for 45 minutes, an hour. It's tended to get longer and longer as the greatness of the Creator is appreciated, and we talk about it, remind each other. Already, my wife, who I study with, has been in connection with a team that she works with out of Petah Tikva. So that started the morning out very, very well. The Creator is becoming greater and greater, and more in each one of our lives. Alan, can you speak?
Yes, sir. As Grisha mentioned, it's mid-morning here in the central part of the United States, so we're just kind of getting started. But my day started with being able to watch the afternoon lesson, which we call the recorded lesson, early this morning. So I woke up to a lesson, which is awesome. And I was just in preparation, just trying to take care of the domestic matters that had to be, but all in anticipation so I can be on this lesson. I so look forward to clearing out my schedule. And fortunate I have a flexible schedule. So this has really become an important part of my day. So to get on the lesson with the friends here. So, and as Lance mentioned, so that's how my day started. I'm like Grisha. I haven't yet, the left line hasn't really set in just yet. But as Lance mentioned, we're anticipating the daily call. We have our TENS call and then preparation for the morning lesson.
Okay, Andre. Great friends. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And thank you so much. It's like being a sneak preview on being in US right now, 20, 13 hours back, and our friends just waking up, and they already in an amazing connection. They already had meetings of the 10. They haven't seen the left line yet. It's fantastic. So maybe, Anapir, we're going to ask some of our friends to share with us their impressions and what they gathering from the friends.
Yes. I'm very anxious to find out what I want to share, Alec, what I saw, because our first question was really about expressing this joy, and we know how this works. It always works. But the second question, there was even more smiling, which you could, and you could feel like this happiness. So I feel surrounded by true Kabbalists who can already play and work with these different states and really feel this upliftment when they are already looking out on this trying to overcome. So it's really great. I'm really looking forward to hearing them now.
Yes, I think we're gonna ask Rehoboth to share with us their impression. Please, Rehoboth.
We have a miracle in our group. We have this veteran friend. It took a long time for him to connect because of a lack of technology, but he's older, a veteran friend. And this week, the friends took the time to create a Google account for him, to set up the Galaxy for him. And now the first time that he's with us in a workshop, and we feel as if we're sitting on a cloud. That's the feeling here.
Beautiful. That's a true brotherhood. That's where we show true love, when we go and care. And I think this is now in our DNA, and Anapir. We're doing this constantly. I want to invite another group to share. I'm very often spend evening lessons with them. Chelyabinsk, can you please share with us your impressions?
Да, друзья. Давай, Тимофей. Тимофей, давай, у нас товарищ скажет. Пожалуйста.
Ну, у нас прошло потрясающее семинар.
Тимофей, please speak. We had an amazing seminar. We have these workshops all the time in these lessons. As Ruslan says, He enters Chelyabinsk a lot of times. It's like a congress. Alexei. Yes, friends, and the most important is to hold the intention, be together, bestow to the Creator such joy, real happiness the Creator gives us. He gives us an opportunity to come close to the quality of bestowal together.
Главное это наше единство, и оно на самом деле есть. Мы это чувствуем в течение дня.
The most important is our unity, and it's there, and we feel it throughout the day. We're always in connection, always uplifting each other. It's just amazing. It's really great.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, friends. You actually take an example and you speak three of you right away. This is fantastic. This is the work in a ten. How about we're going to go to a song, please?
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks, the energy that all together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks, yearning to unite in this fire of love. You know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks, yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks, yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks, yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside your sparks, yearn to unite in this fire of love.
What a fantastic song. The soul is singing together with the brothers. And okay, we're going to go to the next clip. But before we're going to pick Moscow 5, is going to be our next focus group. And we have a question for you before we're going to start watching the clip. What kind of operations you perform to discover and reveal this phenomena called Creator? And can we please go to clip number 3? Thank you.
What is the most practical check? How to check my relation to the Creator?
It's like we're learning. It's according to my attitude to the friends. This is how it needs to be. I don't know. I cannot check anything towards the Creator. We don't have a Creator. No, it's something unknown. It disappears and just never gets revealed. Only according to the Kilim, to the vessels. When they're working in the direction of bestowal, then we can say, oh, that's the force of the Creator that's in them. But the Creator Himself, I can never identify or see, but only according to the vessels. Tell me, how do you identify that there is electricity? That something is moving all of a sudden. You don't see the electricity. Do you see the force of gravity? You don't see any force in nature as a force itself, but you see it, the actions, its actions on something. But not the force itself. We cannot see any force, even corporeal forces. Even more so, the spiritual ones, the Creator, this is called from your actions, we shall know you according to your actions.
Eventually, does dissemination is the principle to check this relation if I disseminate?
That's correct, but you don't reveal the Creator. We reveal Him out of concealment when we build these places for Him, in which He can reveal Himself in His actions, but not that He Himself gets revealed. Never, it's never like that. Let's say I'm in some place. I want to reveal gravity. So I need to take some weight, some stone or something, and throw it and see what's happening to it. How much time does it take for it to fall to the ground, etc., etc. And accordingly, I can calculate the force of gravity that's working on it. The force of gravity is not within the stone. That if I was to take the stone to a different place, let's say to space, there wouldn't be gravity there. Meaning, I don't check, I never reveal the Creator. But from your actions, we shall know you only out of the actions.
Yes, friends, this phenomenon of gravity, what Ralph mentioned as an example, we can reveal this phenomenon by doing certain tests, certain actions. And actually, there's quite some correlation with the phenomenon we call Creator, which we call this quality of bestowal between us, which we reveal from this concealment, like Ralph explains. So these are the operations we are looking for. What kind of actions do we do in our tents, so we can reveal this phenomenon called Creator? And let's try to talk about the perspective, what I do, not so much what we do, because then it's more abstract, but what do you do? What do I do for a kind of action to reveal the Creator in the tent?
And Moscow 5 is our focus group, please.
Ну, я измеряю действия товарищей.
I measure the action of friends. And in the actions of friends, I can identify that in these actions, the upper force is found. This means that by working with the friends, it is possible to reveal, as
so we need to reveal these the means to reveal it, and these means we need to create between us. And for this, we need to come together in a ten, in a group, in order to generate according to a certain method. that the Kabbalists gave us interconnection, nullification towards the friends. And essentially when we connect, we reveal that similarity to the Creator out of our actions, and I'm passing it onwards.
Ну да, я тоже сегодня слышал на уроке, что нам главное создать этот кли.
Yes, I've also heard in the lesson that the most important is to build a kli for the Creator. He cannot build a kli for himself, so in order to reveal this quality, we need connection. In order to connect to this vessel where he reveals.
I understand that the actions which evoke my inner attitude to the Creator, this attitude comes from the center of our connection, of our unity, where we create that kli of the points in the heart. We make a place for the light that reforms, and we ask the Creator to change our nature from reception to bestowal.
Да, я проверяю мое отношение к Творцу, а Творец.
Yes, I check my relation to the Creator. And the Creator is the same quality of love and bestowal which needs to reveal between the friends. I turn to the Creator through the friends. As much as I annul myself towards the friends and the group, I start to feel the greatness of the Creator. That it starts to build in the connection between us. And in this connection, we feel the qualities, the relation for this great quality of giving and bestow and love that we all yearn for.
Finally, it turned on. According to connection with the friends, connection is the place in which we begin to reveal the Creator. That's why attitude to the Creator is as opposed to being revealed from the good side, we are revealing it out of the bad qualities, but this is already advanced measures that we are working for the Creator, passing it onwards.
Дело в том, что эта сила под названием Творец, она всегда для нас.
The thing is that this force, which is called Creator, he is present. Our goal is to include in this field with annulment, with the unification, we basically reveal this force, his importance and greatness. Pasha.
Okay, friends, we prepared one final clip from Rav with a question accompanied with it. And we just talked about what we are doing right now in our tent to reveal the Creator. But we want to do the question about what we can add here to reveal the Creator in order to give Rav the opportunity to see us as real tents. So this is what the clip is about. And we want to ask as focus group Rana, if I pronounce it right. So Rana, focus group of this question. So let's see the clip.
We לגבי הסיריות מקריות, בישיבת ראשי שפות, הוסכם שכדאי לנסות פעם אחת לשבת בשיעור אחד בסיריות הקריות לפי
About the random tense, in the last meeting of the language, just, we wanted to experiment and try sitting in random tense once in a while. What are your thoughts about this?
I don't know. For me, it seems that for what? Have you done an effort to reach the 10 as one body, as one man in one heart? I still don't see inside the 10s no good result. I don't see also that in the 10s real spiritual disruptions are revealed. Like the pupils of Rabbi Shimon that wanted to kill each other. I don't see it. But I see people that doesn't want to study, so they leave. It's not that they handle foreign forces that the Creator arouses. It's because you don't want to listen. I don't see tens still. There is still no such connection. This is why we hear these questions. Let's do like this or that. It's because we don't want to work on the real connection. It's a real problem, real serious problem, which reveals now. And it's in the path. It needs to be revealed, but we need to see it in front of us and according to it, do our work. That's it. A 10 must be in the morning lesson and at least twice more in a day to connect and read something, an excerpt, something to discuss something about something that can affect their connection. How do I know that the 10 works when I cannot be disconnected from thought about them? That in the back of my head, I have something that I always think of them.
Dear Haverim, what an amazing advice came from Rav. I think this is our responsibility. Yes, we living in joy and happiness and love as we build our kli, our tents. But we need to spend more time of thinking what else can be done. And Rav is the master of giving us additional chisaron, additional push in the back, that we all invest more time of thinking how and what. So we're going to ask you a question right now. Last question for today. What can you add to the operation in your 10 in order for Rav to be able to feel us as real tens? One more again. What can you add to the operation in your 10 in order for Rav to be able to feel us as real tens? And Ranana is going to be our focus group. Thank you.
Speak, David. What can I add in the 10? Seriousness, the responsibility to show that all in all, we have a certain amount of time that we need to invest, and we need to show this on yourself. And this is seen on these times of these gathering times, the importance of the where you show your importance towards the goal, or you show that importance for other things. This is what I can do to add in the importance of the goal, to show the friends in these actions, in my actions, in my seriousness, in my participation, that that the goal and through these actions and also in the prayer and how I pass with all these friends from our life to my life. So the main thing is the prayer and to show seriousness. Danny.
Yes, our Rav talked about Zoom meetings. It's twice a day, three times a day. The thing is not to meet up. It is the work in the heart that we need to do. And as much as we give effort to hold the friends inside our hearts, think about them and be in guarantee, mutual guarantee with them, so we will see that it will send more and more states. He will send more aviyut, more darkness, and above this we need to build more connection. Nachum.
What actions can I add? Personally, I'm committing to join every conversation in Zoom that the social team made all these actions towards connection, and I asked for it many times. I want only for the 10 to realize Rav's words. He's the teacher, and I'm going along with him.
Rav said this morning, he was asked, how can we reach a deficiency of the other? He gave the answer, you need to open your heart and feel the deficiency of the other. We need to open our hearts. The moment we open it, we're going to feel the 10. Feel it. And then the 10 will be joined. Dalia.
We're connecting to what David said, the seriousness. We need to raise the quality and into the work that Rav is telling us to do in order for us to merit to perform what we must perform from Rav's words. And in this way we'll advance. We add the quality to the quantity.
Yes, we need to be gentle towards each other. This is the essence of the 10. The moment I feel the friend, I feel his prayers, his intentions. And this is what we actually need to do. We need to be to feel the friend. So what we can do is give prayer and connection for the prayer. And this is what is going to connect us eventually to one heart for our entire lives.
We started in the left and criticism in order for us to have the yearning for adhesion, to awaken our kelim, our vessels, and the deficiency of what we lack.
Okay, friends. Wow, Alec, I don't know what I see, but there's so much vitality. It's popping off the screen. I feel it in my heart. It's truly like the friends really awakened the dawn today. This day is full of liveliness and brightness and joy.
I was so amazed to hear what our brothers from Ranana was saying, with so much care and so much love of how to help and how to make it better. So our hearts are burning to help each other, to build that perfect 10, to reveal the Creator between us. Maybe we'll ask Holland Group to share with us what they feel at this moment. Holland Group, please.
Tim, you want? We're just enormous, very elated. We feel that we're flying through all over the world, all of us together, and we're coming so close. We start to really feel as one and see it with the eyes that we are one. We're starting to break through these rules of nature, and that's phenomenal. It's really everything. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Beautiful. Great friends. Let's hear another group. We have some time, right, Alec? You can hear. Let's hear some friends from Petah Tikva. Petah Tikva 18. Please share your findings with us, your impressions.
First of all, our impression from our wonderful hosts, Anna Pierre and Alec, and all the friends in the world, Kli. Now we are in the process that we gain from you more, and we want to listen to you more and prepare the vessels through you. So from us, we don't really have much to say, to be heard of. We want to listen to you. Thank you very much, friends.
Thank you so much, dear brothers. It's an amazing experience to be with you in this evening lesson. We are getting ready for tomorrow morning. There is another beautiful opportunity for us to unite, to show true love that we carry in our hearts for each other. And as Rav said, we should put our hearts in the center of the tent that will build the temple, the third temple that will carry that love to the rest of humanity. So with this positive, beautiful thought, Anna Pierre, thank you so much. Thank you so much, friends. Let's hear the song. Only together.
Only together.
Di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Le manachai vererai. Leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam ala shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam ala shalom bach.
Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
Le manachai vereai. Leman achai vereai, Adam ala shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, Leman achai.
benedizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai.